The Holy Gospel for Maundy Thursday is taken from the Gospel of St. Mark, the 14th chapter, verses 12 through 26. Jesus' Last Supper with His disciples. On the first day of the festival of unleavened bread, when it was customary to sacrifice the Passover lamb, Jesus' disciples asked Him, "Where do you want us to go and make preparations for you to eat the Passover?" So He sent two of His disciples, telling them, "Go into the city, and a man carrying a jar of water will meet you. Follow him. Say to the owner of the house he enters, 'The teacher asks, where is my guest room where I may eat the Passover with my disciples?' He will show you a large room upstairs, furnished and ready. Make preparations for us there." The disciples left, went into the city, and found things just as Jesus had told them. So they prepared the Passover. When evening came, Jesus arrived with the 12. While they were reclining at the table eating, He said, "Truly I tell you, one of you will betray me, one who is eating with me." They were saddened. And one by one they said to Him, "Surely you don't mean me, Lord." He replied, "It is one of the 12, one who dips bread into the bowl with me. The Son of Man will go just as it is written about Him, but woe to that man who betrays the Son of Man. It would be better for him if he had not been born." While they were eating, Jesus took bread, and when He had given thanks, He broke it, and He gave it to His disciples, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body." Then He took a cup, and when He had given thanks, He gave it to them, and they all drank from it. "This is my blood of the new covenant, which is poured out for many." He said to them, "Truly I tell you, I will not drink again from the fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new in the kingdom of God." And when they had sung a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Let us pray to the Lord. Dear Father in heaven, on this Maundy Thursday, we remember that Jesus met with His disciples and prepared His own supper, His true body and true blood, for the forgiveness of our sins and the gift of eternal life one day in the kingdom of heaven. Bless us tonight as we remember that special night as Jesus met with His disciples, and as one of them unfortunately betrayed Him. "Surely not I, Lord." And Jesus said, "Yes, Judas, it is you." Now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. The words for our meditation tonight is taken from the Gospel of Matthew, the 26th chapter, with special attention to the following verses. When evening came, Jesus was reclining at the table with the 12. And while they were eating, He said, "I tell you the truth, one of you will betray me." They were very sad and began to say to Him one after the other, "Surely not I, Lord." And Jesus replied, "The one who has dipped his hand into the bowl with me will betray me." This is the word of God. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, our personal Savior and the Lord of our Christian life, tonight we go back again in spirit to the upper room in the city of Jerusalem as we watch Jesus getting ready to celebrate the Jewish Passover meal with His disciples. It happened on Maundy Thursday. the night before Jesus was to be about to be crucified on Good Friday. It was celebrated on the first day of the unleavened bread, when it was customary to sacrifice the Passover lamb. As a matter of fact, the feast of unleavened bread lasted for 7 days, a whole week, from sunset to sunset. It was a very special night for Jesus, because it was during the Passover meal with his disciples that Jesus took the unleavened bread on the table, the fermented juice, bitter herbs, sauce, and the lamb, and he instituted his own supper. As a matter of fact, Jesus was looking forward to celebrate his last supper with his disciples before his crucifixion. Jesus said to them, "I have earnestly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I tell you, I shall not eat of it again until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God." And yet at the same time, Jesus was also very troubled in spirit. Jesus doesn't hide his disappointment from his 12 disciples, and he says to them, "I tell you the truth, one of you is going to betray me." At first, the disciples stared at each other, didn't know what to say or what to do about it. We read in our text that they were very sad and began to say to each other, "Surely not I, Lord." And yet every one of them, including Judas Iscariot, denied it. Finally, one of them, the youngest of all of the disciples, John, the beloved disciple of Jesus, asked him, "Lord, who is it?" So Jesus told them, "It is the one to whom I will give this piece of bread when I have dipped it in the dish." Then dipping the piece of bread, he gave it to Judas Iscariot, son of Simon. And then turning to Judas, Jesus said to him, "Judas, what you are about to do, do quickly." And that's precisely what happened. We read in our text, "And one of the 12, the one called Judas Iscariot, went to the chief priest and asked, 'What are you willing to give me if I hand him over to you?' So they counted out for him 30 pieces of silver." And that's what happened. Later on, as Jesus was praying on his knees in the Garden of Gethsemane on the Mount of Olives, "Father, if it be possible, let this cup of suffering pass from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done." And after Jesus had prayed for 3 times to his Father in heaven, that Judas, the chief priest, the officers of the temple guard, and the elders finally came to arrest him. As a matter of fact, as soon as Judas approached Jesus, he told them, "The one I kiss is the man, arrest him." To which Jesus replied to him, saying, "Judas, are you betraying the Son of Man with a kiss?" And after having said that, they arrested Jesus and took him away to be judged, to be sentenced, and finally to be crucified on the cross. Now, what about us here tonight on this Maundy Thursday, as we go back to that memorable night as Jesus celebrated his Last Supper? The question is, are we any different than the disciples in his betrayal of the Master, especially Judas? Are we any different from the chief priests, the officers of the temple guard, and the elders? when they came to arrest Jesus, and the answer is so obvious, no, we're no different or better than Judas or the religious leaders who came to arrest him. We also have betrayed Jesus and sold him for 30 pieces of silver. We also have betrayed Jesus with a kiss, a sign of love and of friendship by our own sinful actions, our own sinful deeds. And yet, isn't it interesting that in spite of our betrayal of Jesus, he still loves us and he still forgives us and doesn't betray our faith, our trust in him as the master. On the contrary, we can always trust in Jesus to be there for us in our time of need or when we need his help. As a matter of fact, as we partake of his true body and true blood tonight in the Holy Sacrament, Jesus gives us again the assurance that all of our sins are forgiven and that we have the beautiful promise of the gift of eternal life one day in the kingdom of God. Yes, may God the Father bless us and preserve us tonight on this Maundy Thursday through his Holy Spirit as we acknowledge that many times we have indeed betrayed Jesus, just like Judas did, by our own sins, our own actions, and ask for his love and forgiveness. May our prayer tonight be the words we sang shortly before, but tears of grief cannot repay the debt of love I owe. Here, Lord, I give myself away. That's all that I can do. May God bless us tonight on this Maundy Thursday as we come to the Lord's table and receive his true body, true blood, for the forgiveness of all of our sins and the gift of eternal life. In Jesus' name and for Jesus' sake, amen. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God the Father Almighty and the fellowship with the Holy Spirit be and abide with us now and forevermore. Amen.